Why are some reasons why we overeat at the holidays?
Well, this was more for drinking, I believe is what it was. And I'm the CEO of Named Program.
Well, first let's start by telling me what that's all about.
Well, Named is stands for Nutritional Addiction Mitigation, Eating, and Drinking. And it's called Name Program, and the website is nameprogram.com. And what I do is I deal directly with addiction and rehabilitation facilities around the United States, and I set up menus for them, not to go into too much scientific detail here, but so to make sure that the foods that they eat doesn't activate the opiate receptors of the patients, which gives them urges for drugs. And since they're in facilities, you don't want them to have urges for drugs. Luckily, they can't get any, but what they tend to do is they switch from drugs to things like sugar or gluten or dairy. And when they leave, if we didn't take care of that through, you know, counseling and exercise and proper nutrition and all the things that they go through in a good addiction or rehabilitation center, when they leave, they tend to have a fairly high relapse rate. And I try through proper nutrition to lower the relapse rate and increase the successful withdrawal rate.
All right, well, let's talk to people who may not be addicted but have this, they're headed in that direction maybe. What kinds of things, say you're drinking and eating too much, what kinds of things should you eat that would not lead to overindulging in alcohol?
Well, first of all, stay away from sugar as much as you can, you know, sugary things, because that tends to stimulate the opiate receptors, which tells you that you have an urge. But if you're not addicted to it, it could just have you have more sugar, which will make you overeat. If you want to just stay away from alcohol, what you have to do is, it's very simple, eat healthy. If you're going to a party or something, because the holidays are coming up and the party's not till nighttime, have a regular, normal, healthy breakfast, have a normal, healthy lunch, and then you won't overindulge as much when you go there for dinner. What a lot of people tend to do is they, oh, we're going to grandma's for dinner, so I'm not going to eat anything, you know, for 24 hours before I go there, and then I'm just going to stuff myself, and that's obviously not good for overeating. In terms of something else that people don't do is, if you normally work out every day or every other day, and that's one of your days, get up a little bit early. That's good for you. It burns calories. It increases your metabolism, so you won't gain as much weight, and it even helps for drinking. But the biggest trick that I found, and it's not a trick, the biggest system that I found for drinking, if you're going to indulge in alcohol no matter what, drink a glass of water between every drink, a full glass of water, 8 ounces. That tends to fill you up, and you'll tend to drink less because you'll have less room, you know, in your body, so to speak, for drinking, and that tends to help a lot. Plus, if you eat healthy and you're not indulging in a lot of sugar and, you know, real simple carbohydrates, that'll give you less yearnings for alcohol. But the biggest key is to drink a lot of water. You're supposed to drink one half your body weight in ounces per day. So if you weigh 150 pounds, you're supposed to drink 75 ounces of water a day. But during the holidays and at a party, make sure you drink a glass of water before and after every drink, and that'll cause you to drink a lot less.
Now, does that water also maybe dilute the alcohol in your system?
You know, in theory it dilutes it, but what it really does is it fills you up so you don't feel like having more liquids. So if you eat regular and eat a decent amount of protein, stay away from the sugars, eat a normal healthy meal, exercise, and drink, you won't have the urges to drink as much in excess. And if you drink water in between every drink, you'll feel not so much, hopefully not bloated, but you'll feel full, so you won't want to drink another beer or drink another glass of wine. And if you're drinking the sweet drinks, now that does have a lot of calories, and the sugar you know, stimulates the opiate receptors to tell you to have more. So try to have more natural mixes with the drinks if you're having mixed drinks. And stay away from the sweet stuff.
Oh, that's so hard to do. Now, also, in what your publicist sent, it says for some people it means a time of loneliness. That's why we overeat or overdrink. What could we do instead of eating and drinking?
Well, it depends on what you like. But I think what they're talking about is the holidays. Sometimes you're not near family, so you feel lonely. So call them. If you have the computer ability, Skype them. Well, you should have other friends or friends at work that maybe you could get invited over. If you're alone, you do a lot of things that you wouldn't normally do, like... I'm married for 40 years, so I'm rarely alone. But when I am, I tend to work out because that's what I like to do. And it keeps me busy. You know, reading a good book, if you like to read it. But, you know, just being alone and worrying about things, that tends to cause depression. And depression, or at least the early signs of it, you know, people tend to do things like take drugs or alcohol. So you want to try not to be alone and try to keep yourself busy. What's that expression, idle hands of the devil's workshop?
Yes. All right. Tell me a little bit more about the named website and what people will find there.
Well, they could go to named, it's NAMEDprogram.com, and they could get a lot of information, but that's really for... addiction facilities and rehabilitation facilities. But they can go to DR for doctor, KeithCantor.com, and that's for the general public, and they can get a lot of information on that, on almost anything, you know, that has to do with nutrition, how it relates to different diseases. A lot, they could see articles under the print web. They could hear radio shows under the radio TV, and all of that is free, and it could give them a lot of good ideas.
Okay, great.
And you definitely can't beat the price.
Free is good.
That's right.
I like that.
And that's DR for Dr. Keith, K-E-I-T-H, Cantor, K-A-N-T-O-R.com.
Okay. All right, great. And what else haven't we thought of? I don't know, you might even... Well, I was going to say something about... volunteering or something at the holidays. You know, like if you're alone, you could go help out at a soup kitchen or...
That's right. There's lots of things to do to keep you busy. If you're religious, you could do more things with your church or synagogue. There's a lot of volunteer things. The hospitals are always looking for volunteers, the soup kitchens and things of that nature. And helping people tends to make you feel better.
Okay. All right. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, just if they need any ideas, they could go to either of those websites. And nutrition does play a role in almost every major disease. The CDC says 75% of all diseases are nutrition-related. So they should be able to get a lot of information from those websites.
Okay. All right, great. Well, thank you so much. I will certainly get your message out for you.
Thank you very much, Kathy. It was a pleasure.
Thanks. Bye-bye.